Welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. You have your normal guys here, Devin, and we have Jordan.
Hi.
And Corin.
Hi.
Corin's going to be a little distracted today because we're not recording on our normal day. We're recording on a Wednesday, which means that the Lightning are playing right now. So Corin is a little bit preoccupied.
Yeah. Wow. So we just got a penalty.
Yeah, so if Corin's not talking for a while,
I'm gonna give you a penalty, bro.
Or if Corin just suddenly is like, "Woo!"
You know, there may be random outbursts.
It's not just a regular Lightning game. One, it's the playoffs, and two, we can end the series today against the Florida Panthers. So it's kind of important. So I mean, I'm pretty sure any sports fan that listens to us would understand. But I got some topics. Might not listen to the other topics, but I definitely have some topics for you.
Wow. Well, let's start off with a lighter one. Let's go to the old console wars, because we're through like quarter one of 2021. So let's look at the sales of PS5 and Xbox Series X/S.
You know, anyone? I would be able to tell what you were talking about if you put the topics in the doc like everybody else.
Well, no. It's funner this way.
Not for it's us.
Funner. It's funner.
More funner.
It's the funnest. It's the funnest. Okay, you guys want to guess which sold more, PS5 or the Xbox Series X/S?
I kind of know, but I have a different
I think it's PS5.
It. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Series 5, but I also want to make a side note and say that they still haven't even broken even on it, because the PS5 is their loss leader, and they have not made money on the PS5 yet.
Yeah, just, I mean, so that's typical, though. Most of the time, they don't make their money on the consoles.
Even next month, according to current charts. I was looking at that earlier. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, the Switch was the same. They didn't actually make money on the Switch for the first good while. Like, that's common. The real money on
is
on the games and on the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So you're both right. The PS5 is the winner in sales. Guess by how much, though?
Quite a lot.
A lot?
Double.
Double? Holy moly.
PS5 is estimated to have doubled the Xbox sales during quarter one of 2021.
Saw that coming.
Which is kind of like, does that just mean that Sony was able to have twice as many available? Because like both are sold out, right?
Yeah.
You can't get your hands on either one. So I guess that just means that Sony made more consoles.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Sony had been in development for longer, so they were probably ahead of the game for getting it prepped to be sold. But mm-hmm. What? Correct me if I'm wrong, Sony was also more expensive?
Is that,
I think they were the same.
I think for the Series X and the PS5, the price was the same. The Series S was cheaper. That's like the digital-only Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah, they made a digital version of the PS5 too.
Yeah, they did.
They made two. Each console made two versions, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The digital and then the one with the CD-ROM.
It is interesting though, because the Xbox Series X and S are, it's the next gen console and whatever. But we've talked so much about Microsoft and doing like the Xbox Game Pass, that seems to be the thing that they're really pushing. And that could be smart for them, because
the Game Pass?
The Game Pass, where it's like what, $10 a month and mm-hmm. you get access to like over 1,000 games.
Yeah.
I gotta say, a lot of businesses, not just like gaming, but just a lot of major corporations are going towards that month-to-month payment plan scheme, because then they lock people in for a longer time, and people mm-hmm. who set up the recurring renewal, like that, even when they don't want it, they forget about it, and then they still get money, because like even Microsoft is pushing that for like their Office products. They have the Exchange 365 plans, whereas you used to be able to just pay like, you know, $200 for the software for Office, and then that was it, and you could have it for as long as you wanted.
Well, but I mean, if you think about it, mainstream media has been doing this for a while already, and that's why everyone hated it.
Yeah.
It's because they do the stupid, oh, you want to watch this one channel? Well, buy this bundle, and you can get that one channel instead of purchasing that one channel. But what I want to say is that we talked about the whole free trial thing during the pandemic. Was so many companies are making so much money off of the whole, oh, get a 1 month free trial or 2 month free trial, because you get that free trial, you're like, holy crap, it's 2 months, that's insane. And then they forget and it charges their card, and then, you know, a couple days later,
they're paying.
Yeah, and then a couple days later, after the whole, you know, in the fine print, it says, I think most free trials are like after like 3 days of you purchasing, it's like, you know, that's yours now.
Yeah. So well, I think most is like at least a week.
Okay, yeah, maybe a week, but most people, like, unless they're watching it like religiously, they'll usually get a free trial for one thing, watch that one thing, and then kind of put it on the back burner and just watch like Netflix or whatever.
It's not even media. I will say
we kind of got like hooked into that with, I think it was HBO Max, where there was like one thing that we wanted to watch, and we were like, oh, we'll just sign up for the free trial. We still have HBO Max
but there's a lot of good stuff. Yeah.
But like, we're like, man, HBO Max is really good.
I mean, Godzilla versus Kong came out the same day it came out in theaters, it came out in HBO Max, and that was awesome.
Yep.
I mean,
and a lot of movies are doing that now too. They're making deals with these companies like HBO and Netflix and this kind of stuff. They're like, hey, people still don't want to go to the movie theaters, even though we're trying to force them to.
Like people have realized that they never wanted to go to the movie
theater. Yeah, exactly.
You even have like Panera doing subscriptions though too. They have a coffee subscription now.
Yeah, we did that for a while. Wow. And then we were like, we're not going to Panera much anymore.
Yeah,
it's just like not worth it.
It was free coffee every morning.
Yeah,
which is cool if it's on the way and it's like right there next to your job, sure. But like for me, for instance, it's like so far out of my way, it wasn't worth it.
I mean, it's smart for these companies that are following that. Yeah, it's smart for these places like, you know, Starbucks and, you know, these coffee places that some people have these coffee places right near their work and that they stop to every single morning. So you get this just one extra thing they purchase. You know, you throw them a little free stuff, make sure they think they're getting a good deal with the pass. And, you know, you're milking them for not only their morning coffee, but also a monthly subscription to whatever.
And then like even Uber Eats is doing like subscription based thing now where like you subscribe for a month and you get like a discount on delivery fees.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I didn't know that.
Like it's becoming such a major thing. I really don't like the subscription-based payment plans, though. Like,
I like it for some things.
Yeah, it's like very.
I feel like
niche things, in my opinion. That
yeah, they went from like the you know, like you can get a rewards card from most like gas stations and like restaurants and stuff. They moved from the rewards card to like a payment plan, and yeah, you get better like. You get better deals and stuff with the paid version of it, but then you still got pretty good deals with the, like the rewards card deal. Yeah. But I think they're walking away from the rewards card and going to the monthly whatever.
No, I think they're just tying in the rewards with it. Like, I don't get what they get out of. I mean, I do. I get what they're getting out of you getting a free item from a reward.
I get what they're getting like, when you're getting the things that you're
said get so many times that it doesn't make sense anymore. But
I don't get what you're saying.
Well, because when they give you like a free reward and you had to buy, say, like five drinks and you get a free drink or something, you're not going to go in there and just get a drink. You're going to get, you know, a bagel with it, like with your morning coffee, especially if it's free. And they're not making any money off of the coffee, really. if like, I mean, it's free obviously, but they're killing you on the bagel though. Like,
yeah,
you know,
they make the money. Yeah, they make the money with like, you know, hey, get a free coffee. They come in, like you said, when they get a free coffee, someone is, you know, 80% of the time going to get something else because they're like, oh, right. Well, it was free, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a bar, and grill. They'll get you
how did we get to this?
It's like it's a dinner special, and then, oh, but you're going to have to pay like $10 for a drink.
Yeah.
We're off on a huge tangent.
Yeah, it's console sales.
All right, well, it's the
typical Glitches and Gearheads podcast.
Yeah, the first period ended, so I'm going to go through one of my topics before the next period starts.
Okay. While you're free, while you're available.
We talked about this not in the... Well, our episodes are kind of weird. The last episode that was posted was our... We called it a bonus episode where we talked mainly about mobile gaming. but the one before that was actually our last episode that we did because we kind of skipped a week again because of life. But so that episode, we talked about crypto and Devin was talking about SafeMoon and we all talked about, you know, to be careful, don't let FOMO... you know, get a hold of you and, you know, dumping money in these coins or whatever. Well, the crypto...
What are your topics, Corey?
Those are just altcoins. So the crypto altcoin pandemic is in full swing right now. You know, you have all these altcoins, which are like Dogecoin... is considered an altcoin because it was obviously just a meme, but you have all these stupid named altcoins. Like, I'll just say a couple of them. You have Poo Coin, you have Elon Sperm Coin, and these are all like legit coins that are minted. You have Pube Coin, you have some like, you know, really crass ones like F Elon Coin and stuff like that. But all these people are backed by influencers, like we talked about in the other episode, that they're like, hey, oh, this is going to be the next Dogecoin, you know, to the moon, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but, you know, this is not financial advice, you know, saving their own backs. Like, for instance, NFTs. A couple months ago, NFTs were insane, like so popular. And, you know, these people were selling these NFT art for millions of dollars. Like every celebrity was selling an NFT. Now, I haven't heard anything about any NFTs.
No, that dropped off real quick.
For like a whole, 2 months.
I did hear that the Charlie Bit My Finger video was just sold as an NFT.
Wasn't it auctioned off? Just under like 200 grand or something.
Yeah.
It was like 185 or 65,000 or something.
But it's like I feel bad for the dude that bought it because like most NFTs now are pretty much worthless.
Hold on though. Why would you feel bad for that guy though? Because like he clearly had the money to blow on some digital asset.
Don't feel bad for that
like,
dude.
Yeah. Like, come on, really? Like, okay.
I do feel
he had the money in the first place.
Yeah, I feel happy for the family that they're getting their
bag. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's cool.
But yeah, you have all these altcoins. And then on top of that, you have these influencers and these so-called, you know, financial advisors trying to make a quick buck. For instance, you have that guy, Jordan Belford, the dude that went to jail for...
the Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street guy, the money laundering and whatever. Guess what he was promoting on Instagram before he went to jail? SafeMoon. He was promoting SafeMoon. And now he's locked up. Oh,
the one that we were talking about last week?
Yep, the one that we were talking about last week. The one that Devin was like, oh, I put like $50 billion in SafeMoon because it's going to go to the moon. No,
he didn't. Hold on. I didn't put that much in.
I know.
I don't have that much to put in.
But so we have all these altcoins, you know, these poor people that they listen to their favorite influencer, you know, they think they're going to do good by them and then they boost the market and then the influencer with a bunch of, you know, stock in it jumps out and then leaves everyone high and dry, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is just proof like influencers are not CPAs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then they're all like, All trying to save their butts by saying, oh, like at the end of their post or the end of the video, oh, you know, don't listen to me. I'm not giving you financial advice, but you know, I mean, come on.
Hold on. We've said the same thing though. We said the same thing when we've talked about other cryptos and stuff.
I've never told anyone to buy a crypto though.
No, we haven't said to buy it. But we've also told them like, hey, we're not giving any financial advice because you have to.
Yeah.
You can't give financial advice like that or else you're liable. Like we talk about these cryptos. We're talking about SafeMoon right now. We're not saying to buy it or not to buy it.
Well, no, that's that.
We're also just not giving financial advice.
I mean, what we're doing is like vastly different than what these other influencers are doing. These other influencers are influencing their
it's essentially like insider. It's almost insider trading.
It's only different because we're not huge names right now. I mean, we will be one day. So like a year from now, but like I mean, when you guys are listening
back
on this. But we wouldn't
be like, hey, get into this. We're going to be like, you know, like buy, we wouldn't Instagram, be like, hey, buy into SafeMoon.
I think you're missing the point. What I'm saying is that these influencers...
I don't understand most things.
Okay, these influencers are telling their audience, oh, this is going to go to the moon. This is going to be worth so much. And then they're putting at the end of the video just to save their backs. Like, oh, we're not giving financial advice. But, you know... It would be good if you did, but you know, where I'm not telling you to, but you know, you should. That is that kind of like messed up scheme.
It's real like double speak.
Yeah. Just I'll end it on this. This coin that was created, it was called, this happened a week ago. It's called DeFi 100. I guess it's called DeFi 100. They posted on their own website. They said, I quote, we scammed you guys and you can't do crap about it. All you moon boys have been scammed and you can't do crap about it. Signed, the dev. Guess how much money they got away with?
I guess 32 million.
$32 million and left everyone else just high and dry. And they literally just put this on their website like, ha, get scammed. So this is not, you know, I mean,
I have to say this one will probably come back and there will be like legal repercussions for it.
But that's the thing. It's not
if I had to guess.
I mean, in the near future, maybe not. But the thing is, all with crypto, it's not regulated. That's why everyone loves it.
It's not regulated to the same extent, which actually opens up into another topic that I have. If we'd like to segue into it.
Well, I just want to end this and by saying don't get sucked into these FOMO, you know, to the moon. You're going to make so much money. Don't get sucked into that. There are legit forms of crypto, but you have to do your research. Like every single time we've talked about crypto, do your research. I'm not saying to buy. I'm not saying not to buy. But do your research in everything in life. You should, but specifically
even,
with this.
Even if it is like a legit crypto, if the last week taught us anything, is that the crypto market is incredibly volatile.
Yeah.
Talking about Bitcoin, the market crashed like 100%. Like, what was the value? It peaked mid-April at 65,000 to 30,000 last Wednesday.
Yep. And it's because, you know, more and more places are like, hey, we don't like, I haven't done my research on this, but from what I've heard, it's basically governments being like, hey, we don't like being able to tax this or regulate this. So we're not going to let this happen.
I did some fact checking real quick. The DeFi 100 account, their website was actually hacked. And that was something that some malicious group did to try to crash their currency. It was It was investigated and confirmed to not be accurate. And they don't know where the $32 million valuation came from because it wasn't worth that at the time.
Huh.
So it is somebody that was trying to scam the system and get rid of the coin entirely.
Wow. Okay.
That's actually crazy.
So just because, I mean, I was like super interested because it sounded crazy. Like it is crazy. But yeah. It's crazier than we thought it was. It's not yeah. just like...
Yeah, that's better than
like,
I hoped
went to
for.
Their website, and their website is like still up and running and like good to go. And like there's no info about that at all. And like wow. they're still going strong, apparently. They had a hiccup when that happened, but it's back up now to about normal.
Wow, about I didn't normal, know that. So. Probably should have looked it up.
yeah, it was within an hour of it being posted, they reclaimed the account and sent out a notice that that was not a accurate statement, like that they had been hacked. So
wow.
That's yeah. actually crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, let's talk about the Bitcoin thing because, you know, like I said, it crashed and lost $35,000 in value last Wednesday, and it's gone back up like 10% now, and it is on track, most investors think, to possibly end the year. I mean, who knows, because the crypto market is still so volatile, like we were saying, but it might end the year at like 100,000. But a lot of people sold. It's like some people bought at the peak and then panicked when it dipped last week and sold. And they would have lost, you know, $35,000. Mm-hmm. Typically how that works is if you do that, if you buy at the peak and then sell at the low, you can turn around and you can use that loss. So let's say you had a $35,000 loss. You can use that to eliminate capital gains tax mm-hmm. on other winning investments that you have.
Correct.
But what you can't do with normal investments is you cannot then buy back at the low if it's within 30 days to then try and get it back up to the high. You cannot do that. That is illegal. But because crypto is not considered a security, crypto is considered a property, you can do that. And you can also do the thing where you count it against your capital gains investments.
You said a lot of hoopla.
That I so basically what people can do if they lost money because they maybe bought at the peak and sold at the low, they can use the value that they lost against the value of any earnings that they had in other investments. So let's say that they made $30,000 in other investments. Then the $30,000 that they lost would cancel that out, so they would not have to pay any capital gains tax on the $30,000 that they made. And they could buy back at the low on Bitcoin without any legal repercussions.
Wow.
So which it's basically getting 30 grand untaxed.
Basically. Which you cannot do with other actual like securities because right. it's considered a property by the IRS.
Correct. Which the same theory is why a lot of major companies like Amazon and stuff, for instance, have partner or shell corporations that are in other areas where there's no taxes on businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So like Amazon has foreign companies, quote unquote, that don't get any tax on profits. So when Amazon's making too much money, in order to avoid paying the tax, they buy a service from one of their companies that they own that's in a non-taxed area. And then it shows that they didn't actually make that profit because they paid out that much money for a service, but their shell company got all that money for free, basically.
Which yeah. is so still Amazon. It's gaming the system.
It's a big shell game. It's a big shell yeah. game. Move it around but until now, somebody can't like, find it.
Now, you know, normal people can do that. If you were kind of getting into Bitcoin and doing some other investing on the side and yeah, maybe you lost some money. Now you can maybe turn that around and maybe still end up making
yeah,
money.
Yeah, because like I made like $6 on Dogecoin and like I lost $8 on Bitcoin. So yeah. it offsets. So yeah, I just exactly. got negative $2.
-$2
with no tax.
You're not paying tax on that -$2.
Okay, so I got some news though. All right. Just talked about the Bees Man for a moment, and on our last episode that we aired, we mentioned about how there's no billionaires running around being, you know, Batman right now.
That we know of.
Yeah. But we could see Bezos being James Bond, potentially. Because they just bought MGM.
I have a tab open for that.
Yeah, they just signed an $8.45 billion deal to buy MGM Studios.
Yeah, I am looking at that article right now. I was going to talk about it.
They currently own the James Bond and Rocky franchises, which now are going to be properties of Amazon. So that was kind of the extent of what I wanted to say about it. But it definitely puts Amazon in a higher up running for streaming services. I mean, Amazon streaming was not a, you know, low end streaming service to begin with, but now they just got two huge titles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
this is their second largest acquisition.
I believe ever, it is. Yeah.
With Whole Foods being their biggest with $13.7 billion.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see what ends up happening with the franchises here, how they're going to, if they're going to change them or keep them the same type deal, or if they're going to at least do them justice, you know? Because, I mean, Rocky and James Bond both are really good franchises, in my opinion. Like, I have no complaints about either of them.
Tell you what, there's part of me that's like, Rocky should probably just get left alone. James Bond, yeah.
James Bond, you know, rebooted every so many years as a different guy, which is fine. Like, but Rocky, if you don't like the only thing that I could see them doing with Rocky is like, okay, Sylvester Stallone retires and his kid ends up, you know, being a boxer. I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
I don't care to see that either.
Isn't that what Creed is?
No, I think Creed is like the bad guy from the earlier movies. His son fights Rocky or something. Like, I don't know, man. I didn't watch it.
Just leave it be.
Yeah. We're just going to move on from that one. But it was just major acquisition. Probably should talk about it, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
All right, who's up next? Or do you want me to go again?
Kramer. Everybody's favorite crazy yelling mad money dude, Jim Cramer.
Who's that?
You know the mad money guy who, like, just yells a lot on his program.
Doesn't he break stuff a lot too?
I don't know if he breaks stuff. Here, I'll post the article. You'll see him and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Click on the article and then scroll down to the first picture. How have you never heard of this dude?
I don't know. I don't watch the news.
We talk about stocks and stuff all the time, and you've never heard of Jim Cramer?
Let me just tell you. I jumped into stocks entirely on my own with no guidance. Which is not really the best idea, but that's how I did it.
But yeah, this guy's like a big in the like mainstream media of a kind of like a financial advisor of sorts. And he tends to like yell a lot on his program, not in like an angry way, but just in like a
yelling way.
Kind of my thing way. Yeah. So apparently there are still some investors who are trying to short GameStop and AMC.
Okay.
You know, trying to go against Wall Street bets. And Jim Cramer is basically saying any investor who's still trying to do that is just insane. He is quoted as saying Wall Street bets is too powerful and trying to bet against them right now is just giving them more ammo.
Basically. I mean, I will say I did get in on AMC when it like nuked itself. and now it's up. It's up. I'm up 115% on it, which is pretty nice. Uh-huh. But it's lose like $8 on Bitcoin, so I'm pretty much even.
Oh man. But I just thought that was funny. Just seeing the sentence "Wall Street bets" is too powerful. Like this, group of random idiots on Reddit are like going, are still at war with it, you know, Wall Street investors, and now Jim Cramer, one of the like most well-known investing guidance guys on TV, is like, anyone who's saying to go against them is just crazy.
That's pretty crazy. That in itself is crazy.
All right, Corn, do you have a topic or is it back to me? Are you watching in the next?
I am. It did start. Okay. I think
I can go then.
Okay, you can go. Yeah.
I won't steal the topic that we both have. I'll let you do it. But I do want to talk about something a little controversial to me, at least. I felt attacked by it.
Did you take that personally?
Something here that I'm going to talk about. The Subaru WRX, all right? I owned one. I loved it. No problems with it. What are the competitors to a Subaru WRX?
Evo.
Okay, Evo.
Yeah, Evo is like the first thing that's going to come to mind.
What else do we have? I would say like maybe, you know, an Audi S4 or something. You know, an all-wheel drive Audi. Yeah.
Sure. I'm looking at this article that you got, and this is not the car that I would put against it.
No. So my wife actually sent me this article. It's like comparing apples to oranges, in my opinion. But
kinda.
The very reputable website motorbiscuit.com put out an article yesterday. I have no idea. I don't know how she found this.
I definitely got some viruses.
Probably. But she sent me this yesterday, and it's comparing the sales of the Subaru WRX to the Mazda Miata. I didn't know that those were two direct competitors, you know?
Like, I would never say they're direct competitors, but I would say they're friends.
Let's look at these two cars. Yeah, I definitely see it. One's a four-door rally car, and one is a Miata.
Right.
The similarities are just uncanny.
Yeah, ignore him. Say, like, if anything, I would compare the BRZ to the Miata.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, why are we not comparing the BRZ?
Like, that would be the only similar comparison, and I still don't even think that those are really accurate comparisons.
They're not. Because
the BRZ is not like a... It's like a mid-size sports car, if that makes sense. It's not like touring car. Like, you can't get the BRZ in a convertible, first off. So it's not like... Not really the same class of car. The only similarities are they're two doors and, you know, naturally aspirated rear-wheel drive, which... I guess you could technically put those against each other in a comparison test, but I would never, in my opinion, put a WRX or an STI against a Miata as a comparison. Like, those are not cars that are like cross-shopped, you know? Like, you don't like price those out against each other. But the guys over at Motor Biscuit seem to want to go ahead and do that. So
that's like being like the Toyota Corolla outsold the Ford Explorer. Like,
yeah,
okay. Who cares?
It would be like introducing a Mustang Mach-E and then comparing it against the Mustang GT. Oh wait, I guess that makes sense, or doesn't. But anyway, apparently the WRX outsold the Miata.
Wow.
I mean, surprise, surprise. A four-door family car outsold a two-door sports car.
Shocker. In other news, also, like, pretty much every other common car probably outsold the Miata.
That's also probably true. Not many people go, what's the smallest car I can fit in? And then go and buy that over a oversized pickup truck, you know? I mean, the Ford F-150 probably outsold the Miata, so...
Probably.
We could compare those two.
I mean, it's a small two-wheel or a small rear-wheel drive two-door car, and it's like $30,000.
I will say, the comparisons that they gave are, you know, quote-unquote similar, being as both are affordable, sporty cars, you know, best cheap sports cars under $40,000, apparently. The Miata, the 2021, starts at $28,000, and the WRX starts at $28,500. So they're comparable in price, I guess. And the WRX reaches 60 in 5.6 seconds, and the Miata does it in 5.7. So...
You're saying all these statistics, and I just don't care because you're comparing two cars that shouldn't be compared.
And then, well, if you read down a little bit, they compare it to the STI. Okay. And they're like, if you get the STI, you'll really see the advantage over the stock Miata.
Hey,
and
I'm like, can we talk about BlizzCon? I don't want to talk about this crappy article anymore.
I'm kind of done with this.
So dumb.
It was just kind of like a shock factor. Like, I couldn't believe that they even
said those. Yeah, it's clickbait. You fell for it.
I've owned both cars, and they do not feel anything alike. There's no comparison between them because they're so vastly different. But go ahead. Let's talk about BlizzCon.
Are we having BlizzCon this year?
Yeah.
Tell me. You guys want to tell me from BlizzCon?
BlizzCon is dead.
Aw.
Devin, why don't you talk about
it? Did you say BlizzCon?
I think you did.
2021 BlizzCon has been canceled.
It's gone.
But you can attend their quote unquote global event in early 2022. What that means, I'm not quite sure.
Is that BlizzCon? I don't know what that is.
Well, this is the second year in a row that they've canceled BlizzCon. They did it because of the pandemic last year, of course.
Why didn't they just do digital?
You know, that's a question a ton of people asked, because every year since like 2016, 2015, they've done virtual BlizzCon. They've called it like BlizzCon Line.
Like Warframe has a TennoCon that they do every year, and they did a virtual one last year, they're doing a virtual one this year. Like, it's been a year. You've had a year to prepare.
For real. Like, what did they think? It was just going to go away? They're like, oh, yeah, right. By this time it'll be gone. So, you know, the venue.
It's just weird because they could have easily, you know, done a digital version of each panel and just put that online. And it would have been fine.
Super cool.
They do that normally anyway.
They could have still charged for it too.
They do. Like they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
If you go to the virtual BlizzCon when they had it, it's all online, but you still have to buy a ticket. It's significantly cheaper than going in person, but still you had to buy a ticket, and then they had everything digitized. The only thing you don't get is like the goodie bags, like
digitized.
But yeah, it's a real big flop from Blizzard there on that one.
They're just following their pattern at this point.
I feel like they're just kind of teasing whatever might be released.
Watch, they're gonna fail at all this like BlizzCon and stuff, and they're gonna announce StarCraft 3. Like, oh god, they're the best. They're the best again.
Yeah, right. Well, they're probably gonna have to come back from this.
I know, right?
I mean, I as it sits, it, the only
they,
thing...
They the did only the thing Warcraft Reforged.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that apparently
true.
Sucked.
Only thing I can think of is if they do something related to Overwatch 2 as their quote-unquote global event. Because that's something that they're working on.
Who's even excited about that? Because it's Overwatch 2, but it's
just Overwatch 1. You'd be
surprised.
A ton
1.
Of people seem to be super hyped for it.
Not even XQC is excited for it, though.
No, I know, but a ton of fans, like people who actually play the game, seem to be really hyped for it.
Well, dude,
don't really get why.
XQC, that's how he got his start. He was pro in Overwatch. You didn't know that?
I don't know. I don't know things.
Yeah, he went.
I do know that the ice cream machine at McDonald's is better off broken.
Go on.
So everybody's favorite news site Vice put out a nice little article. But the ice cream machines at McDonald's, as you know, are almost always broken. But franchisees have been hacking the machines to bypass the cleaning requirement of them so that they can try to get them to run for longer without being cleaned, which is disgusting.
Okay.
First off, I've worked at a McDonald's and the ice cream machine was 100% legit nasty.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, one time when they had a guy come out to service the machine, he literally opened it and a cockroach crawled out.
Ew!
From inside.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That was the last time I ever ate McDonald's ice cream.
I can't remember.
And I was fired very shortly after that.
I can't remember the last time I even went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
But basically, they're required to purchase and own these machines. And I believe it was saying that they're like $15,000 for the machine. Jeez. And then they also have to every month have a certified technician from the company. Mind you, McDonald's corporate owns the company that supplies these machines.
Really? They own the Taylor company?
Yes, and they sell the machines to their franchisees, but they make it a requirement for the franchisees to buy the machine.
That's like, a scam!
Yeah, right? But then they also have to pay a monthly service contract, and it's mandatory that they have it, so that Taylor can send an employee out to service the machine and to clean the machine. So McDonald's corporate like really has like a chokehold on these guys. Like, I don't even know how that's technically legal, because they're basically like monopolizing their own company internally. I don't get it. Like, it's such a broken system. But
you have to buy our stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for the protection plan.
Okay.
It's the mafia is what it is.
It's the McMafia. That's what it is.
It's the McMafia.
So basically McDonald's is like, listen, you're going to pay me to open up a franchise location, but then you're going to pay me for all the stuff that goes into your franchise location. And then you're going to pay me to service the stuff that we sold you for the franchise location, or else you're going to lose your franchise location.
And your kneecaps.
And your kneecaps.
we're gonna take your McKneecaps.
Also, there is a software developer that wrote a code to track the ice cream machines at McDonald's. At any given moment, there are 10% of all the McDonald's soft serve machines broken. Any given moment, right now, right this second, 10% of all the McDonald's soft serve machines are broken.
Worldwide. I legit thought you were going to say there's only 10% that work at any given moment.
Yeah, I mean, it feels more like that.
I thought you were going to say. And I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
And then 60% of that, of the ones that do work, the employees just say it's broken because they don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's probably also true.
Probably.
And then, you know, like 60% of the machines that work haven't been cleaned.
And also, when McDonald's corporate was asked about this, they declined to comment.
Wow. Of course they did.
Hey, side note that I just noticed. So we all have Windows, right?
Of course.
No, my house doesn't have any Linux. Windows.
So look at the Discord app on your toolbar.
I literally told you it changed.
No, not that it changed. It went from, you know, it went from the like square to the circle. But look around the circle. It's like pixelated.
Yeah, it's not very, very good.
That's so bad.
It's not very clean. It's real not clean.
So bad. All my other icons look so beautiful. And then I see the Discord. I'm like, oh, why is it so nasty looking?
Yeah, I think that's why I couldn't see it for a second. Because I was like, certainly that's not Discord. It can't be.
All right, guys.
But it is.
Are we ready for recalls?
No, I got one more topic before recalls.
Oh, wow. Oh wow. All right.
Well, I got to throw some more car stuff in there, man. Especially because Formula Drift was in our, you know, home state of Florida. And it was in Orlando at Orlando Speed World last weekend.
It was your backyard.
Yeah. Like it was like 3 hours away from me and I still didn't go. Because
that's your backyard. COVID.
But I just wanted to kind of say the top three guys were Chelsea Denofa. He was running a Ford Mustang. Then you know what's surprising is he was running a Ford Mustang, and he is the outlier because I'd say like 80% of Mustang drivers would not be able to do what he does without, you know, hitting a crowd. And this event gathers a large crowd. So it must have been very tempting. Then we have Frederick Osbo, who took second place. And he was driving a new Toyota Supra for Rockstar Energy.
Wasn't Adam LZ in this?
I believe he was, but I don't think he placed on podium.
I think he got in a crash, that's why.
Yeah, he did crash.
Well, that would do it.
Oh, okay, hold on. I've actually got some inside information from somebody in a local car group that was there taking photos and video of the event. He met this guy that some people may know as Black Widow Supra at the event, right? And Black Widow Supra was talking crap about Adam LZ crashing. He's like, I'm so glad he crashed. Can't wait to see him knock down a peg. It was like, I saw the video on Snapchat about it from this guy that was there. And he's like recording the event and you can hear Black Widow Supra saying this behind him because he was videotaping right next to him at the time.
Wow.
That's
so why you gotta throw shade like that? Why you gotta be such a jerk?
Yeah, so I don't condone throwing shade, and I don't think Adam LZ deserves it. Adam LZ has been making some big moves, and I don't think a lot of people like him for doing so. He just bought that huge compound.
Exactly. Props to him, man.
Yeah, I know.
I remember watching him when he was at like 10,000 subs on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like well over a million views per video, and it is insane. Like, props to him. Congratulations. You did great, I'd say. He's an unfortunate wreck, but, you know.
But you're going to make some enemies when you're, like, making moves like that.
I know, but, like, it's like he.
It sucks. Actually, it sucks. Humans suck.
He placed 13th in the Pro Championship Top 16.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he had 102 points, which was pretty
good. Tied with a bunch of other people for 52 points.
Yeah. So, I'd say he's doing very well for himself. Props to him. Maybe one day you're local. Maybe we could have you on the podcast one day, Adam.
That'd be awesome. I know you're listening.
Also.
We know we got you your listen. Back. Don't lie.
We don't like Black Widow Supra either. I have watched some of his stuff and I haven't liked him for a long time. So that just kind of pushed me over the edge because when you gain success and something good is happening to you, that's when you really find out who are your real friends and who are your fake friends.
Yeah. You find out who is and is not cash money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Black Widow Supra, definitely not cash money.
Not cash money.
No.
You're just full of puns, aren't you?
Today is a weird day. Dude, okay. I didn't really get to tell you guys. My tire blew out on me on my way home yesterday.
Right. Those pictures were crazy.
Yeah, like I'm just like going down the highway, like on the way home, going like 75, and all of a sudden the car starts to feel a little weird. I'm like, nah, we're good. It's a 25-year-old Miata. And then some guy in like a Subaru Forester pulls up next to me. He's like, your tire's done. And I'm like, what? So I pull over and I look, and sure enough, my tire is done.
The funniest part of that is that Miatas usually make so much noise that he wasn't even able to realize that his tire was completely fat because he has so much other noises going on in his car. That's the funny part.
You're not wrong. There was a point where I'm like, I felt the car kind of pull a little bit one way, and I'm like, must be like really windy out.
Must have been the wind.
Like, we're all good. I was like, nope, no big deal here. But you that tire was done, man. It separated on the inside.
You were a Skyrim NPC guard being like, oh, what's wrong? That? What? Oh, must have been the wind.
Who goes back there? To driving? Who goes there?
But I mean, honestly, very, very fortunate to have not, you know, had a major problem there with it.
That could have been real bad.
Right. So I stopped on the side of the road. I was like 3 miles from the next exit, and I called a friend to bring some tools to help me because I didn't have anything with me. I had the spare tire and like the crappy jack, but that was it. So I called a friend to come and help me out, and he was like over an hour and a half out if he were to come to that spot, because he would have had to get on at the exit behind me, but he lived in front of where I was. So he would have had to get on the highway to go back to turn around at the next exit and come back to me, and it would have taken him forever.
Were you on the bridge?
No, I was on the highway, though. Oh. Like, I was on the actual expressway. And I was like, like I said, like 3.5 miles to the next exit. So
normalize turnoffs and medians.
Right? My wife is like, hey, like you hate those wheels that you have, right? And I was like, yeah, why? She's like, why don't you just like get off at the next exit? And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ride this shoulder. You're right. So I did. I rode the shoulder with the busted out tire and got off at the next exit, and it cut his travel time down to like 40 minutes from over an hour and a half. So
like explain how flat your tire was. Cause I don't think,
we'll
post the picture on our Instagram page for those of you who are interested. But like, you know how, like when you get a nail in the tire and it like kind of gets a little low, it was not that. But you know how, like, you know how, like, a tire when you first put it on the wheel and it has no air inside of it? Yeah, it was that. It was like completely 100% empty. The inside edge of the sidewall, the part that faces underneath the car, trying to be as descriptive as possible, the sidewall actually like separated and fell apart. And so you could like stick your hand inside of the tire if you wanted to. Like, you could probably pull the tire off of the wheel with your bare hands if you were strong enough to do that, because it had no air in it. Like, zero air. Like, no PSI.
That's negative air.
Negative air. In terms of PSI, we have no PSI.
In terms of stonks, it was not.
It was stinks.
That stinks.
Yeah, it was like my Bitcoin gains right now, non-existent.
I think it's recalls.
I think it's recalls time.
Yeah, recalls time. Okay.
Recalls time.
Recalls. Every Tuesday with the glitches in your heads, we go recalls time.
Sometimes it's on Wednesday.
Sometimes we post on a Wednesday, but it's recalls time.
So, listen, guys, I'm having a hard time here because, like, Devin, I keep seeing these Kia recalls.
Stop. You did not sing the recall song.
Recalls time.
That's better.
There we go. Okay.
One continue. Last call for your recalls. So finish your whiskey or beer, because I mean that's pretty much what I guess, we drink while we're doing this podcast.
I'm actually out, so that's why it's recall time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, because we have a lot of these, you know, Kia recalls where they light on fire, and I keep seeing them, so I'm getting a little bit confused as to whether or not we already did these. But I'm going to start from where I think we left off.
You know you have a good product. When people are looking through the recalls, you're like, huh, did we cover that one?
So we got fire. I mean,
sounds familiar.
We're going to go ahead and start with an Audi recall. We have a rear axle lock nut recall on 41,000 cars. Most of the Audis, basically. So just get your Audi checked. Basically, lock nut on the rear axle may break due to stress corrosion, which can, you know, cause you to lose control and crash. So get that checked. So
if you own an Audi, get your nut checked.
Yeah, get your nuts checked if you own an Audi, bro. Like, oof. No hate, but definitely get your nuts checked, even if you're, you know, not a man.
And also your car. Get your car checked.
Yeah, just get your Audi checked. Like, it needs it. The 2013-15 Santa Fe by Hyundai. Again, with Hyundai wanting to catch on fire, because the brake fluid may leak inside the ABS system and cause an electrical fire. So get that checked. More Hyundai recalls for the 19 and 20 Elantra, 19 and 21 Kona, and the 19 and 21 Veloster. They also... I feel like I read this one. But they might catch on fire, so get those checked. Let's see. We got a 2021 Jeep Cherokee. Transmission oil cooler hose may have been incorrectly made. Could cause fire. I feel like I did these, man. I really do.
They're blurring together.
Wait, say that last one again.
Jeep Cherokee recall.
No, we didn't.
Transmission oil cooler hose may have been incorrectly cured.
No, last week we did a bunch of Mercedes.
Oh, you're right. We did.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There are a couple more Mercedes on this one, but...
more like Mercedes.
But yeah, the Jeep Cherokee can also catch on
fire.
That's
some editing.
Because of a transmission fluid leak, so get that checked. Explorer. The... retention pins could loosen and allow the roof rail to detach from the vehicle. I swear we said that. 2019 Ford Transit. The wheel mounting surface may be warped and cause the wheel studs to fracture, which can allow your wheel to come off and make you crash. That would be bad.
It's not good.
We got the 13-15 Kia Optima and the 14-15 Sorento. They can, of course, you know, catch on fire because the brake fluid may leak inside of a hydraulic electronic control unit. Electrical fire while parked or driving. So, again, they're asking you to... The remedy for this, again, is owners are advised to park outside and away from other vehicles and structures until the recall repair is completed. So...
Because you might just be driving... You're just driving a pre-fireball. It's a pre-fireball.
But you should do that now because they're not going to notify you of that until July 2nd.
What? What?
I don't know, man.
That's over a month. Not even June 2nd?
No,
July?
July, yeah. It says owner note, I quote, owner notification letters are expected to be mailed on July 2nd, 2021.
Oh, you know what? Here's why. Because then they'll still be like burning cars exploding for
and they'll make a little bit more. Oh my God. Just like your fireworks, keep them away from your house. Don't do it near your kids, you know, that sort of thing, if you're doing it. Then we got a Mercedes recall for the 19 and 21 AMG G63 and the G550 models. The door latch may prevent the rear doors from closing or opening properly. And it could even appear closed when it's not fully engaged, which means the door can open while driving. So get that fixed. That's dangerous. People could die. Don't let that happen. Then we got a rear view camera recall for Mercedes on most of their cars.
Just their cars.
If you have a rear view camera on a Mercedes, this one's not as serious because you do have eyes and you can just look with your eyes and your neck turning. But the backup camera can display a blank image. Really? We have eyes? Most people do. The backup camera can display a blank image, which reduces the driver's rear view mirror. Oh, okay. You know what? This might be a little more serious. I guess the rear view camera is like in the rear view mirror.
Yeah.
And so you could just have a big blank black spot in your rear view mirror when you're in reverse. Nice. That would probably
like
be
perfect.
Bad.
Perfect size for like a child, say.
Well, yeah. if the square was red, I mean, you wouldn't be able to see it anyways.
So that's it for the recalls today, guys.
I can't decide if that was good or not.
We have a intro. You know, I don't even want to close out, you know? Guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. By the way, how do I sound? Do I sound better?
Yes.
I may or may not have gotten a mic over the last week.
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, where'd you get your mic?
I got this really cool mic from this really cool friend of mine who's possibly on this podcast. You may or may not know him. We call him Corin.
Hey, that's me.
You are a Corin, yes.
I'm a Corin.
And yeah, like he, you know, got me this mic and it's actually pretty nice.
It was half an anniversary gift, half of just a gift from my friend, and half because I was so tired of editing his crappy audio.
So I was
for the podcast.
That's three halves.
I was gonna say that too. That's three halves, which doesn't make a whole. That makes one and a half.
Okay. Well, semantics. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. See you next time.